Franciscan Media presents an unabridged recording of Love, Henry, Letters on the Spiritual Life by Henry J. M. Nouwen, edited by Gabrielle Earnshaw and read by Douglas James. Additional voices provided by Sharon Cross, Carol Ann Morrow, and Mary Cabrini-Durkin.
Preface, Notes, and Acknowledgements. Written by editor Gabrielle Earnshaw, February 2016, Toronto, Ontario, Canada. When Henry Nouwen died in 1996, he left us 39 books and hundreds of articles on the spiritual life and what he called his adventures with God. He also bequeathed a treasury of personal papers. The largest part of the cash was correspondence. Over his lifetime, Henry received more than 16,000 letters. He kept every postcard, piece of paper, fax, and greeting card that arrived in his mail, and he responded to each of them. Managing his correspondence was an integral part of his working day. The sheer volume of mail made it necessary to employ an administrative assistant to sort, pre-read, and highlight what needed an immediate response. Henry would then read them himself and reply into a dictaphone for transcription. Letters to close friends were usually handwritten, often on postcards from his large collection of art cards. His penmanship was neat and flowing. He never wrote drafts and rarely made corrections. The letters in this volume span a 22-year period from December 29, 1973, to August 4, 1996, just 6 weeks before Henry died. They are ordered chronologically and have been divided into three parts based on significant themes in his life. Part 1, 1973 to 1985, Part 2, 1986 to 1989, Part 3, 1990 to 1996. The majority of letters in this volume were chosen from more than 3,000 donated to the Nouwen Archives through the Henry Nouwen Letter Project. Others were selected from Henry's correspondence files. Letters in Dutch and letters to his family were not available for inclusion. Most letters in this volume were donated to the Nouwen Archives with permission to publish. Every attempt has been made to contact all people whose letters appear in the book to inform them of its publication. In some cases, as requested, names and other details have been changed to protect privacy. Shortly after I started as Henry's archivist in the summer of 2000, I was taken to the attic of a house at Larch Daybreak, the community near Toronto where Henry had made his last home. After climbing a steep staircase into an overheated attic, I confronted a dozen or more filing cabinets. Tall, short, in a variety of colors, lined up in the middle of the room. Along the walls and in every corner were stacks of boxes. All were filled with letters. For the next 15 years, I identified, numbered, and cataloged each page in this remarkable collection. It was a daunting task, but one that evolved into a labor of love. The letters now form part of the Henry J. M. Nouwen Archives and Research Collection at the University of St. Michael's College, University of Toronto. Housed in their new acid-free folders and boxes, they extend to 65 linear feet. It has been slow work, but the time has come to share them. This first volume is being released to commemorate the 20th anniversary of Henry's death in 1996. It celebrates his lasting legacy both to original readers and to a new generation of spiritual seekers. It is a testament to his deep need to connect with others, knowing that in any genuine encounter, we are reaching out to the divine. Though some of the letters are drawn from his personal archive, most come from the original recipients. In the 20